This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Can you hear me in the back? Okay, so we will increase it. Is 7:30 better than 7? That's what I thought too. Okay. Traffic better and you can go home and a little bit breathe and then come. Okay, alhamdulillah. طيب بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك السميع المجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So إن شاء الله فالله give us life exactly in a month, actually month, maybe month and a day, we will be inshallah welcoming Ramadan. So I was thinking what should I do, which surah, and I mean, if I wanted to do surah al-Baqarah, we will not get to the verses of Siyam by the time of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this. The main aim of Ramadan, many of us don't know it. Maybe you know it, but we don't know it, and we don't make it as a goal that we work for it. So what is the goal of Ramadan? I mean, I put it in the flyer. I shouldn't, but it's Qadar Allah. It happened. What is the goal? Taqwa, right? What is taqwa? That's the first thing. How do I know I'm a muttaqi? You may be, I may be. But what is the sign I am a muttaqi? So third, why do I want to be a muttaqi? So this is what we're going to be covering. We're going to be covering today, generally, what is taqwa? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected it with Ramadan. The goal of Ramadan is taqwa. If you go to the Quran and look into the verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam. It's in the second part of the Quran. I can't remember the number of the verse. But if you go back and you see the verse where Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Believers, fasting has been prescribed upon you, meaning obligation, like it is obligation of the people before you. And then he said, why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain taqwa. And then if you go, everything related to siyam, it is taqwa. And those of you who memorize the Quran, in case you want to make it easy, if it is related to siyam, there is taqwa there. So why is taqwa? Before I say any word, why is siyam related to taqwa? Raise your hand if you know. And if you don't know, alhamdulillah, we are learning. Why? Hajj, he didn't say taqwa. Zakah, he didn't say taqwa. Even salah, he didn't say taqwa. But with siyam, yes. So say it in a way that everyone understands. You're absolutely right. Because it's an act that you do it in secrecy. No one knows you are fasting. You can claim it in front of anybody. Only Allah, you know. I'm talking about real fasting, yani not the inner meaning of fasting. You are not eating, you are not drinking, there is no marital relationship from this time to this time. Nobody knows. No one knows except Allah. That's taqwa. Because what is taqwa now? We're going to come to the meaning of it. So I want you to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intended in me and you fasting for a whole month. And by the way, it is not easy, but Allah makes it easy. Subhanallah. Wallahi, it is not. I mean, if you are now fasting Monday and Thursdays, right? And this is easy because it is 12 hours. It is still, you feel it. You feel the struggle, right? Now imagine daily, life doesn't stop for us. Same thing, nothing changes. The youth still go to school. There's exam, there is exam, right? And then you're still in the traffic. Then you come home, and it's, let's say, 6 o'clock. And then you're running, getting the food ready. You don't have people to help. You don't have helpers. Life continues. And then everyone is running to do what? To do Taraweeh. Come here, find a parking, and then get to the shuttle. Go, and then you still do it. And then 2 hours you're standing on your feet. Majority of people don't know what the imam is reading. They're still standing. Finish, you go home. barely your sleep before 11:30. I mean, if you slept 11:30, alhamdulillah. Then you are up by 4 because you have to do suhoor. And life starts again. 30 days. If you think of it outside Ramadan, it's very difficult. Subhanallah. And every Muslim, illa ma rahima rabbi, they do it. Why? Why this strength comes in? You really have to reflect on this. Why Allah give me this? Because when I ask people, say, oh, it's Ramadan. Well, it's Ramadan is a name, right? Well, this is now tomorrow Sha'ban. Okay, so. But why in Ramadan I have this internal energy and focus on Allah way more than outside Ramadan? Anyone? Yes. You made the intention. Well, I made the intention to fast yesterday on Monday, and it was a struggle. Right? Alhamdulillah, Allah made it happen. But it's not the same as Ramadan. Right? Huh? I can't hear you. There is no shaitan, but there is nafs. People disobey Allah in Ramadan. People, please forgive me, not you, but a good number of people, they break their fast and start smoking. Now, that's an order from Allah. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. It's an order. That's why siyam is an obligation. Because it's in this verse, Allah says, if you are shahida, meaning you saw the month, you need to fast. It's an obligation. Internally, spiritually, you have to go deeper. This is how you know this beauty, the beauty of this deen. And once you know why Allah is saying this, and why I can do it now, I can do it later on, then you know the meaning. Simply because the only reason you are fasting, everyone, I'm not going to say somebody else is no, because that's, we have no right to say this about people. Because you are doing it for him and him only. The only one who knows really you are fasting is him. You go to Hajj, people see you. How much in secrecy you want to do Hajj, they will see you there. Right? You're going to pray, no way, all your life, nobody will see you praying. No way, right? No way, even zakah, somebody know that you gave them zakah. If you didn't say it to anybody, the person who received zakah has to be somebody knew you paid zakah. Either you gave it to the people directly, or you gave it to the agency, or someone knew you paid zakah, right? And we don't say, don't tell me where I gave it, but I did. Okay, the only one that truly knows you are fasting is Allah. Because again, you can claim it with everybody, but only Allah knows. You are doing something for Allah in secrecy, and it's hard, it's not easy. He will give you the energy. He will make it easy. You know the famous hadith? Inshallah, all of you know the meaning. When you come to Allah walking, Allah comes running. Yani, how is that going to happen? Allah doesn't run. Subhanah. But that's the meaning. You put 10% energy, Allah gives you 50. You do something very challenging for you, Allah make it easy. So لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You are starting Ramadan with taqwa because you are doing it for him and no one else is seeing. But the goal that we all need to put it at the end, and it really hurts me. Sometimes I drag myself for Eid Salah. But I had to go because the sunnah highly recommended is when you see people for 30 days, I'm not talking about women only, talk about in general. People have done all this لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ for 30 days, not a day, not a two, not a three, not four. Yet the day of Eid, what happened to the taqwa? Where is it? And I'm not referring to anybody. I see people who are very religious, or people who are not, or people... All Muslims, in our conduct, the day of Eid, especially when we are going for Salah, tells me we need to work on our taqwa. This is one of the reasons I wanted to cover this subject before Ramadan, because I want you all, every day in Ramadan, when you made the niyyah for fasting, when you are breaking the fast, when you are in Taraweeh, just remember this word, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain taqwa. So you may attain taqwa. And I'm going to take you through what is taqwa. So anything you learn in the Arabic language, as I have said many times, you need to know the meaning in the Arabic language and then the meaning in Islamic, in the Islamic tradition. What is taqwa in the Arabic language? Basically is min, the origin, the root is waqa. Waqa is to protect. Waqa is to protect. Like majority of you wearing today, wearing a coat. This is taqwa. But taqwa from cold. So anything you do to protect yourself from harm, and harm is relative between people, you are a muttaqi in general. Is it clear? Now pay attention. So what is taqwa in Islam? I am going to put a barrier. I'm going to wear a coat between me and the punishment of Allah, the wrath of Allah, the displeasure of Allah. It's not only the punishment. It's the punishment, the wrath. Allah will become not happy with me. Allah will be angry with me. The displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the goal of me fasting for 30 days is that at the end, the last day, I already have the coat. And the coat is ready for me to go for the next 11 months. Are you all with me? Once you learn this, inshallah, the way you look at Ramadan is going to be completely different. Taqwa, one of the most frequent words in the Quran. Subhanallah. It's 200, I wrote it. 200 and I think 50 something. Let me just double. Yeah. 2,058 times. 200, yes. Jazakumullah khair. 258 times. Allah used either this word or what is related to it. Now pay attention to this. From the 258, 182 is an order. Ittaqullah. Ittaqullah, meaning be Allah conscious. Don't translate taqwa to fear. It is not fear of Allah. Absolutely has, it is part of it, internally is fear, but it is not fear. Fear is khawf. In the Arabic language, fear is khawf. Taqwa is Allah conscious, meaning you go out, you open the door as you were coming to the class, and you felt it's cold. You're not afraid from cold, but you want to protect yourself from cold. You're conscious the temperature is low, so I'm wearing the coat. So taqwa, I'm conscious of Allah. I am conscious He's seeing me. He's listening, He's hearing me, and I don't want Him to be upset. Literally, in the current language, I don't want Allah to be upset with me. Do you want Allah to be upset with you? Nobody. Absolutely not. We do it, but we're not very unlikely we're doing it, and we are intentionally know that Allah will be upset, and I don't care. Very unlikely. But we do it out of weakness. So taqwa, Islamically, you're putting a shield, a barrier, between you, me, and Allah's displeasure. That Allah is not happy with me. Even they say, even the love of Allah, and of course the punishment of Allah. Clear? So when you are praying Isha, and not missing it, and inside you saying, well, I need to go and pray. You're not explaining the whole detail, but that's taqwa. So I want you all. Yes, al-muttaqi is a higher level. And again, in the next 4 weeks, I'm going to take you who's al-muttaqi and what will I get when I am a muttaqi. The fruits of taqwa, there's a book was written about fruits of taqwa, all of it from the Quran. And this will be at the end, inshallah. So here you are, each one of you, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure, you had time, you are a muttaqi. When you say to yourself, you said something, and that something is not pleasing to Allah. It came out. And immediately you say, oh, why did I say it? Astaghfirullah. You're a muttaqi. Yeah, you have disobeyed Allah, or you have said something, or I have said something not pleasing to Him, but my taqwa in me acted. Are you all clear? What is the definition? And there is one definition. I learned it literally 14 years ago. And I love it. And everywhere you go, they will tell you this definition. There is many I'll share with you, but this one is Talq ibn Habib, right? And he said, At-taqwa, an ta'amal, and I'll translate in a second, an ta'amal bita'atillah ala nurim min Allah, tarju thawab Allah. Wa an tatruk ma'asiyat Allah ala nurim min Allah, makhafata iqabillah. That's what taqwa. It's an action, ta'amal, you do. And do, by the way, is do and don't. When you don't say something and you really want, but it's not pleasing to Allah, that's an action. So, أن تعمل بطاعة الله. Everything you do, your actions, based on obedience of Allah. All my actions are act of obedience. طيب, how do I know it's an act of obedience? على نور من الله. Based on the Quran and the Sunnah. It's not I'm inventing the wheel. Or someone is telling me this. La, it's clear. Why you are doing it? Because I want Allah to reward me. Opposite is also part of the definition. وَأَن تَتْرُكْ مَعْصِيَةَ اللَّهِ. You stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Why? Who said it's disobedience? Based on Quran and Sunnah. عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. They call it light. So you leave the disobedience of Allah, stay away from the disobedience of Allah, based on the light from Allah, because you are afraid of His punishment. This is taqwa. So it's two sides. It's two sides. I wake up for Fajr, because it's I know Allah said, the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said Fajr is an obligation, and I want my reward. And I turn off that thing on the TV or on the computer that came out to me, because it is obviously haram and I don't want Allah to be upset with me. There is some chairs here. Yes, come from the back, right here. Jazakumullah khair. Yeah, if I can ask people, if you have next to you, move so somebody can see it. Yes, absolutely. Taqwa Allah is Allah conscious. That's how I always use the word. Allah conscious, I feel Him. I feel Him meaning, like, you know when you are somewhere and someone is looking at you, right? That's Allah conscious. Like, I know she's looking at me or he's looking at me, right? And that you're conscious of that person. Allah conscious, you don't see Him, subhanah, but you feel Him. And the only reason you're not doing or doing, because it is not going to be pleasing to Him, or it is pleasing to Him. So that's one of the first definition of taqwa. The other one is, which is repeatedly, some says it's hadith, but I didn't find the hadith. It's yani referred to as a hadith, but I couldn't find it as a hadith. Allah yajiduka. Allah yajid. The first one, Allah yaftaqiduka haythu amarak, wala yajiduka haythu nahak. It's beautiful. He should not miss you, taqwa. He should not miss you where He wants you to be, right? And does not find you where He doesn't want you to be. I love the missing. And Allah missed me. Allah missed you. Like, you know, in the classes in Jannah Institutes, especially the morning one, because the on-site is small class. So I missed, I was like, where is she? I missed you. When you miss someone, that means that somebody has a place in your heart, right? You don't miss people you don't know or people who just come by in your life. So imagine Allah miss you, miss me, miss us, where he wants me to be. And He should never have him. Al-taqwa is not occasional. It should be always. He finds me where He doesn't want me to be. Give me an example. For example, Isha time, right? And I'm not saying on time, Isha time. In Isha time, he is looking for me or you. They need to be in Salah, right? And then He doesn't find me because I'm sleeping or because I am busy or I'm watching something or on my phone. The whole 3-4 hours. And لا يجدك حيث نهاك, but then He turns, subhanah, and finds me doing something He doesn't want me to be. Apply it to everything else. You're in a gathering, right? What does he want? He sees me in the gathering. What does he want me to be doing? Dressed properly, speaking properly, acting properly, the way pleases him. He doesn't want to see me backbiting or hearing me backbiting or boasting about things or looking down at people. So taqwa, when I say it's a subconscious, I was like, I shouldn't do that. He's looking at me. If we can remember, Ya Rabbi, that always Allah is looking at us, we're done. We're perfect. But subhanAllah. وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. That's what the shaitan said. I'm going to come to them from the front, from the back, on the right, on the left, and you will find the majority of them ungrateful, meaning they don't remember. They don't remember you, Ya Allah. So that's the second definition. Third definition, it's referred to Sayyidina Ali. He said, التقوى الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. It rhymes, of course. Let me translate. Number one, الخوف من الجليل. The fear from the honorable. One of the names of Allah, right? Second, والعمل بالتنزيل. And you act according to the Quran, التنزيل, what was sent. والرضا بالقليل. And you are pleased with whatever little Allah gave you or gave me. والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. Get ready for the day of departure. These four. It's a fear, it's a pleasure, it's act, and get ready. Again, if I am getting ready for the day I'm leaving, a lot of things we do on a regular basis we will not be doing. I don't have time. If someone comes to me right now and says, tomorrow, you're dead. What am I going to be doing? Any one of us, what we will be doing? We're going to be asking Allah for forgiveness. I'm going to ask everybody, please forgive me. I am going to keep my mouth closed, right? And then I'm going to look at in my closet and everything I don't want, I'm going to donate. I'm going to go to my bank account, how much money, I'm going to give it. I'm going to do whatever I can do. Now you're getting ready. Al-istidadu lil-rahil. It surprised me. And one of the times I reflect when people spend days because they are traveling, preparing, packing, right? I know people pack 3-4 days. But what I'm packing for my eternal trip, that's all reflections, right? You start packing, you start going, you start buying gifts. All this is fine. It's actually, we need to do that. But this is packing for a momentary trip. Allah knows how long it will take. Oh, I'm coming back. But what I'm packing for the eternal trip, that there is no doubt, there's no flight that will be canceled. None. Absolutely, even if I want to, it's not going to happen. So الاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. So take these three definitions, think of them, see which one touch your heart more. And I would love for you to memorize it. And every day in Ramadan, every day in Ramadan, look at that and say, am I applying it? Am I applying it? Because if you remind yourself, day one, I'll forget, day two, but then it becomes natural. And he, will, of course, will help you and will help me. So taqwa, Allah conscious, and being cognizant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is with me. I feel him. Like when you are in need and you go and make dua. Why are you going to making dua? Because you know he's there. Because you know he is listening to you. You know he's hearing you. But when I don't need something, and may Allah forgive me before everybody, I'm too busy. I have so many other things to do. So that's taqwa. Taqwa in the Quran, as I said, 258 times. 182 is order. And there is 70 plus in the word taqwa. Many times in the hadith. A lot of hadith. Literally, I just did before I came. I just looked at sunnah.com and just put a taqwa. I like, let me see. I can't tell you. I couldn't finish the page. So it is repeatedly. For example, the one I'm here because many of you maybe don't know this. He said it in Hajjat al-Wada, in the last or the farewell pilgrimage. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is for Tirmidhi. He said, اتقوا الله ربكم وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شهركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا ذا أمركم تدخلوا جنة ربكم. He gives you the road map for Jannah. Subhanallah. And it's all rhymes, of course. Number one, he started by saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, اتقوا الله ربكم. First thing. Now, Hajjatul Wada, why it's called Hajjatul Wada? The farewell pilgrimage, because that's it. That was the last time he met, and he said it to them, I may not see you next year. Subhanallah, he knew he was passing, right? And then 3 months later, he passed away, alayhi salatu wasalam. So first thing he said to everybody, اتقوا الله ربكم. And I want to stress on a point here. Sometimes when people say to you, اتق الله, you get upset. Why do you get upset? This is the wasiyah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the advice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only in this, when Sayyidina Umar was going to Mecca and he told him, advise me, he said, زودك الله التقوى. Take your provision as taqwa. Don't get upset when someone say, اتق الله. Say, جزاكم الله خير. What are you seeing? I'm not seeing. Really, ask them, what did you see in me that I am not a muttaqi, that you're telling me taqillah? Because most of the time we don't see our shortcomings. We see only others' shortcomings. Am I right? So when you come to me and say taqillah, if I get upset, I have a big ego. I'm arrogant. I'm going to look and say, what did you see? If what you tell me is not a true, khalas, alhamdulillah. But if what you told me is true, barakallah fiki, jazakillahu khair, that's how I change. But if everybody thinks they are right and no one is wrong, that's what is happening. So taqullaha rabbakum, first thing he said to the 100,000 people was with him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Be Allah conscious, your Lord, number one. Wasallu khamsakum, and pray your fives. وَصُومُوا شَهْرَكُمْ, and fast your month, meaning Ramadan. وَأَدُّوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ, and pay your zakah. And quickly I'm going to say about this, every woman in this room and everybody who's listening to me, if you are a person who works, have money, you have inheritance, you have savings, you need to pay zakah. It's an obligation. It's not like you're doing favor to anyone. You will be asked about it. It's not about charity. Hadi obligation. 2.5%, you need to learn how to calculate. You don't know how to calculate, ask someone. وَأَدُّوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا ذَا أَمْرِكُمْ. Obey the one who Allah put as your ruler. تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ. Simple. You will enter to the Jannah of your Lord. How do I get to Jannah? Apply it. This is actually one of the simplest one, except the first one. He key is in the first one. And اتقوا الله ربكم includes everything. Plus the other five. التقوى, Allah put it in the Quran in a verse, amazing. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. This is Surah Al-A'raf, the heights. See what Allah said. He said, Bani Adam, we, Allah, have sent down to you garment, clothes. Yuwari sawatikum, cover your private part, meaning cover. And then he said, same word, walibasu taqwa dalika khair, the garment of taqwa is better. Where do I go and buy this garment? Where do I go and buy this dress? Where? He said libas. What is libas? Libas is a garment. It's something that covers your body. Where is that? And what does garment of taqwa mean? Anyone? Fayrouz. La. Libas al-taqwa, that you wearing, not physically, metaphorically, you are a muttaqi. Your word is taqwa. Your eyes is taqwa. Your hand is taqwa. Your body is taqwa. Where are you going? Is taqwa. That's the garment. Libas. Did you get it? وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the garment of taqwa is better for you. It's a very good exercise, everyone. And don't say it to other people. By the way, taqwa is between you and Allah. Nobody knows you're Allah conscious. Again, He knows. And it's beautiful to have things that Allah knows only. Ask yourself very honestly, alone. You may even want to write it. Am I a muttaqi? I'll tell you right away, yes, you are. Don't smile yet. Sometimes. Not all the time. I'll be a liar. I'm talking about myself. But I'm not going to say I'm not a muttaqi or not a muttaqi. That's not true. If you're not a muttaqi, you'll not be here today. So yes, but I don't have it as a garment 24/7. Maybe I'll wear it in the morning. Maybe I'll wear it when I go to the masjid. Maybe I'll wear it when I am home. But it's not 24/7. You know what's libasu taqwa? Even when you are in the bathroom, please forgive me. You're still wearing libasu taqwa. By making the dua when you enter to the bathroom and when you leave the bathroom. Even when you're taking a shower, you're not wasting the water. Why? Because that's not pleasing to Him. That's ta'amalu bi ta'ati Allah. Now you're doing something obedient to Allah. He said it in the Quran and you want Allah's reward. Are you with me? Libas. So ask yourself, this is all where we're going to be covering inshallah, is something to take with you for Ramadan, different than every year. I'm going to akhtim Quran. I'm going to finish the Quran for 5 times. And then day of Eid, we need to change. We are good, alhamdulillah. But there is always, as we say, room for improvement. So let's start the room of improvement. Why not? Bi-idhnillah. So here you go. As an exercise for you, where are you as a muttaqi? Muttaqi 100% is al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Or 10 out of 10 al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Was-sahaba 9. طيب, where am I? I'm talking about libas. I'm talking about all day, including when I go to sleep. How am I going to put libas al-taqwa? I'm going to sleep. The way all the rituals of sleeping. All the rituals of sleeping. I do my wudu. I'm on my right side. I clean the bed and I do the dua. And then I am on my right side. I make the dua. And I have the niyyah that I am sleeping so I can wake up and I am rested so I can serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a muttaqi. Libasu taqwa. So where are you? Would be very nice to have a one day. I wish there is an app to measure. Well, it will be very nice. It's a good idea. I wish I can do it, right? And this will measure your taqwa. You know all these things, right? I'm sure you all use that, right? Oh, how many steps you did today, right? And they show you the graph. I wish I have a graph of taqwa. And like this morning, it was little, but then you get to up, but then, and then I was like, okay, I have an idea. So put this. Let's do it. We don't have an app. You never know. Allah will make one. But for now, where are you? And don't worry what people think of you. People think you are an angel. Alhamdulillah. But does Allah think of me as an angel? Or people think you're not the best person. Is it true? Is that what Allah think of me? So put this. So number one, where are you in your muttaqi? Second, why you are not? Because that's what I want to cover also. Why I am not libasu taqwa? Why don't I have it? Or why don't I have it all the time? And then what I need to do? What is my goal? So, Ya Bani Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Taqwa is better than food and drink. Yes? You don't know. Of course you don't. But you should know. How many of you went to Hajj? طيب. What is the ayah in the Quran? Naam. Right? وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. It's in ayat al-hajj. Al-hajj wa ashhurun ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. And then يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. He said Hajj is, became an obligation. It's a certain month, well-known months, right? And then what do you do? Whatever good you do, Allah knows it. And take provision for Hajj. Take provision. Go and get, go and apply for Nusuk. Go and get the program. This is all you're getting ready. But then he said right away, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision you take with you. And you go, and I say this all the time to people in Hajj. They're so worried about which program, what I am going to do, which ticket, which hotel. Don't worry about that. تَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. You're not going to come back different unless you have packed taqwa. And you wore the garment of taqwa in Hajj. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the best advice. Again, when someone tells you, ittaqillah, don't get upset. Because that's the advice Allah said it. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah, to Allah belongs everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. هَذِي فِي النِّسَاءِ. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. And we have ordered, enjoined, asked the people before you and you, what? And ittaqu Allah. Be Allah conscious. Be Allah conscious. How do I get there? What? How do I know? Or how do I start learning this? Or let me say this. How many of you, I really need to see hands here. How many of you have this internal, I call it internal discussion, internal argument between you and you, right? Between you and you. Don't do that. La, it's okay. Don't dress this way. No, it's okay. It's only today. Don't watch this. Just tonight. Right? I didn't say who won. But who has this two forces in any decision? Everybody. Why you're not raising your hand? Everybody. Absolutely. Right? When the alarm goes on in the morning for Fajr, what is the usual dialogue? Just 5 more minutes. Right? Just a little bit tired. And then you keep looking at the watch. And then you look at the window. And then I was like, it's still dark. And then you're going to take a little bit more time. But then something in you says, get up. You don't want to miss Fajr. Right? That's the dialogue. Then you have a taqwa in you. You have it. But you also have the voice of shaitan in your nafs. Who's going to win? It tells me how good and strong is my taqwa. Because that's very common. Allah said in a verse in the Quran, you know the story of the two sons of Adam, right? One killed the other, right? In that verse, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the table, Allah said, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Let me translate. Tell them, recite to them, meaning to us, نَبَأ, the story of the two sons of Adam, right? إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. They gave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sacrifice, both. تُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا. Allah accepted from one. وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. We don't know the details of this. But I want you just to think of the story. And then I'm going to come to the dialogue. Because the dialogue in this verse. And the other one, Allah did not accept it. So the person, the one, the son, who Allah accepted his sacrifice, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accept from those who have taqwa. طيب. That son who Allah didn't accept got upset. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. I'm going to kill you. Right? The other son, the dialogue. قَالَ لَإِنْ بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقَاتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقَاتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافَ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He was telling him, imagine that someone looks at you and tells you, I'm going to kill you. That's exactly what happened. That person, that son, who was threatened to be killed, said to the intended killer, if you're going to put your hand up to me to kill me, I am not going to put my hand to kill you. Meaning, I'm not going to reciprocate. Then Allah used a word. I attended a whole lecture about this word when I was studying there. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. It's nafs, tawwa'at, meaning it's made it easy, good, submit to the thought of killing, which means there was a dialogue in there. Don't do it. It's your brother. It's not good. But then the nafs won, and he killed him. So whenever you have this dialogue, don't get upset. Don't say this to your child. Don't say this to your husband. Don't do this to the student. That means you know the right from the wrong. That means you have a taqwa. Why you are debating? Now, who wins is the issue. If the good one, you're a muttaqi, because now you did what Allah, the obedience of Allah, based on the Quran and Sunnah, you want his reward. And you didn't do it because you want, again, based on Allah, light, and you don't want to be punished. If you failed, that means the taqwa is weak. Are you all with me? The taqwa is weak. There is a statement to Al-Hasan al-Basri. If you think of it as much as you can, you will train yourself to be a muttaqi. Are you all ready? He said the following. He said, ما نظرت ببصري. I have never looked with my eyes. ولا سمعت بأذني. And I never listened with my ears. ولا مشيت برجلي. And I never walked with my legs. ولا بطشت بيدي. And I've never used my hand. إلا but. Meaning, I'm thinking. Remember? The dialogue? The dialogue all the time, by the way. إلا نظرت. But I'm thinking. أفي طاعة أم في معصية? Is this is obedience to Allah? Or this is not obedience to Allah? That's the dialogue. Are you with me? Now he's a muttaqi, no question about it. Sayyidu al-Tabi'een. Why is that? Because that's what he said. إن كان في طاعة, this is pleasing to Allah, تقدمت. I'm going to go and do it. And if this is not pleasing to Allah, تأخرت. I'm not going to do it. So what do we need? Start with the simple things. We're not going to apply it in every minute yet. I said yet. I'm optimistic. Allah can make it happen. But start with the big ones. Invited for a gathering. Invited for a wedding. Your husband said something. Your son said something. Right? Take a minute. Think of it. أفي طاعة? Is this is pleasing to Allah? Very simple question. And wallahi, you don't need a lot of knowledge. You will know if it is obedient. Who doesn't know that backbiting is haram? Who doesn't know that hurting a believer is not pleasing to Allah? But what do? We justify it. Huh? Exactly. طوّع الله. Now you got it. Because she said the word. طوّعت له نفسه. My nafs start convincing me. هذه طوّعت. Convincing me. She deserves it. It's not a big deal. You know what? Allah said, if they do this, you do that. So you start with the basics. Literally. Wallahi. Every day, get two things. Two things. And apply the statement of Al-Hasan al-Basri. Nazart. Think for a second. Don't say, I don't like it. Because that's usually what we think. I don't think. And you say, why? I'm not interested. Then that's, the dialogue is about like and love. Love and hate. It's not about Allah. Because the dialogue has to be about pleasing to Allah or not pleasing to Allah. It is not difficult, ladies. Even when you cook. Even when you make a meal, when you bake a cake, is that pleasing to Allah? Can't tell me what is wrong with baking. Can baking be not pleasing to Allah? Absolutely. And how is that? Don't worry about alcohol. Nobody uses alcohol for us. No. Let's do the reality. Don't go to things like it's not me. Right. While you're doing it, also people will praise you. Ah. So they say, oh, she's the best one to bake a cake. That's not pleasing to Allah. That's bragging. Right? Or I'm going to bake a cake and I'm going to waste everything in that kitchen. That's not pleasing to Allah. Right? Honestly. Or I already have a cake. Why am I baking another one? That's waste. So yani, don't you think, and this is what I'm trying to, bi-idhnillah, Allah will make it easy for me. Don't you think taqwa is only that level when I go to the haram, you know, and when I go to hajj? No, taqwa is in every level. You are here, and you are a muttaqi, and you could be not. It depends what Allah throw in my lap. And sometimes Allah tests me, throw it in my lap. So ma nazartu, think of this, never looked at my eyes. Right? Never looked at my eyes, never heard, never used my hand, never walked. But I think, this is what I want. And I ask Allah to give it to me. I need to think. And our issue is, very unlikely we think. We're reactionary. We do it right away. And then again, justify. And also even harder, because we have people who help us to justify. Right? And you come to, how many times you come to say to somebody, subhanAllah, I don't know why I did that. And then everybody becomes a mufti. And everybody will say, no, what is wrong with that? Absolutely fine. It's okay. Everybody does it. Allah's ghafoorun raheem. Right? And I tell this to people, don't say this to me. My nafs has already said it. Already, I've heard it. I want someone to look at me and says, really? You? After all this time, my expectation is higher. You know, when you say this to the people you love, right? You say, my expectation is higher. That's Allah's expectation. I want to end up with two verses. One of the verses, when it was revealed, the Sahaba said, we are done. They said, we have no way out. Does anybody know? يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. This is in Surah Ali Imran, the chapter Ali Imran. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, all of us, ittaqullah, be Allah conscious. But the next one. Haqqa tuqatih, the level that befit him. The level that Allah deserve. What's the level? What is the level? Huh? Exactly. Haqqa tuqatih. Wow, they said we're done. Literally, that's what they said to Rasul Ali. We're not going to be able to do it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah At-Taghabun later in the Quran, says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. They put a smile on their face. He said, practice taqwa as much as you can. Practice taqwa as much as you can. That's what we need. And then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was asked, what is haqqa tuqatih? What is haqqa tuqatih? What does it mean? What do I need to do? And then I'm going to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah made it happen. Three things. And yuta'u fala yu'sa. You obey him and you do not disobey him. One. Wa an yudhkara fala yunsa. And you remember him and you do not forget him. Wa an yushkara fala yukfar. And you are grateful and not ungrateful. Three things. Remember them. One, yuta'. Haqqa tuqati, to the highest level of taqwa, where you're always obedient to Allah. That's the highest level. You're always in remembrance of Allah. Highest level. Always. And you are grateful all the time. طيب. But if I am a good amount of time, I am obeying Allah. I have taqwa. If I remember Allah a good amount of time, not all the time, but good amount of time, I have it. And if I'm grateful to Allah, and this is something very important, very few connect shukr with taqwa. Shukr, being grateful to Allah. And what is being grateful to Allah? Number one, don't complain. Did you see the millions who walked yesterday? 8 kilometers they walked from the south to the north. After a year and 4 months, Allah knows what they saw. What did they say? Ya Rahman, I want to hear a word of complaint. A year and 4 months, I saw the tents. I saw what they were living. I saw the fear. I saw the drones. I heard all this huge bombing. I saw them coming dead, or please forgive me, cut in pieces, bringing them to the ER. And I saw it for 10 days. They have seen it for a year and 4 months, and those who died are there, could be the closest people to them. They were starving, you name it. Not a single word. Nothing. What kind of a human being these people are? Wallahi alladhi allahu. What is this? Ihna, we get a flu. Oh, you don't know what happened to me. Right? May Allah forgive me before anybody. That's yushkar fala yukfar. You're always grateful to Allah. Always grateful to Allah. If you are always like those taqwa, you want to see the taqwa, see what yesterday scenes we saw. But for me, I'm taking that road. I have 4 weeks. I have 4 weeks to train myself to start my Ramadan with a higher level of taqwa during Ramadan. At the end, haqqa tuqatil bi'idhnillah. The goal, haqqa tuqatil. Remember him. Remember him. Make sure, especially the youth in here, that always put Allah's words in your, not wallahi, wallahi. Right? Everyone say it, which the only we shouldn't, because la taj'alu Allah urdatan li'aymanikum. Don't use the words of Allah as a form of oath. He said, don't do it. But Allah is, inshallah, bismillah, alhamdulillah, masha'Allah. May Allah make it easy. May Allah reward you. You're remembering him. And of course, all of the forms. So haqqa tuqati is the utmost goal. If I get to that level, I'm going to ask Allah to take me right away before it changes. Because that's the highest level. But it's not impossible. The road of 1,000 steps starts with. So ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati wa ittaqullaha mastata'tum. I'm going to give you an example of taqwa. Please practice it. I'm not with you in Ramadan. Please practice it. Ittaqullaha in the masjid. What I hear when I come back, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Fasting in Ramadan from the women, from the men, from the youth. Ittaqullaha fil masjid. It's his house. What? Do what pleases him. Based upon what he taught me, I want him to reward me. Stay away. The masjid is not for food and drink. The masjid is not for tick and talk. The masjid meaning the place of salah I'm talking about. You want to go outside and socialize, alhamdulillah, but not where people are praying. People came to pray. Many people can do it but in Ramadan. Many people, maybe that's the only day in Ramadan she can come. Don't you think everybody is like you, live 2 minutes from the masjid, or live right here, or they can. Ittaqullaha fil masjid. Wallahi, I would love for each one of you, when I come back, Ya Rabbi Ameen, the people of the masjid will say, you should see the woman this year. Not you don't know what the woman did. What? Don't you hear it all the time? All the time, right? Those of you who have been here for a long time, please. And ask Allah, wallahi, I'm not making fun of anyone. A'udhu billah, may Allah teach me this before anybody. But do your best, because if you can practice it in the masjid, which should be easier, then you can, because the masjid, easier, but also a lot of temptations. Because you see people, you know people. But do that. Taqwa in the masjid, taqwa in your siyam, which we're going to talk about it later, probably in the Ramadan workshop. I'm going to cover on that part. How do you fast like the righteous people? not like the ordinary people, the righteous people. That's Sawm al-Taqwa, Sawm al-Muttaqeen, actually. There's a book, Siyam al-Muttaqeen. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, take the path of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never let us out of that path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this trip or this road easy, Ya Rabbi Ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi taslima kathira.